You're listening to Dwell in the Land podcast, the podcast that's all about navigating life as an immigrant in your new location, specifically the United States.
Hello, my name is Rocco Tusi. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Dwell in the Land. We're talking about how do you get comfortable after leaving your home country or wherever you are now to relocate to another country, another city, another state. This could be Europe, this could be Asia, this could be in America. Specifically for us here, we are in America. We are telling you, making you to see how to live in America. So we are talking today about culture being a big deal when you relocate. Culture being a big deal coming to America. Culture, it's a big deal. You have to learn the culture. You have to understand the culture. You have to operate in the culture. I've seen a lot of people, they are living in America, they are living in the United States, physically speaking, but they are not here in their heart. They are not here. So you realize that outside of them is America. When you enter their house, you are in a different country. The program they watch on TV is not America. The music they listen to is not America. The food they eat is not America. The clothes they wear is not America. Everything inside their home is another nation completely. Until you get out of their apartment or their home is when you really know that, wow, so I'm still in America. It's not supposed to be that way. You need to learn the culture when you get to America. And I'll tell you one thing you need to know about America is, for example, is the simplicity of this nation. America is something else. It's a simple country. It's a simple nation. And most of us, the lot of things that are, the way we write our English and stuff, everything, we use simple words, we use less words. So simplicity is very important when you're in America. And I want to talk about something that makes so many people to be scared about America, and that's gun and shooting. And I realized a lot of people are so scared. They don't want to come to the United States of America because they feel that they will just kill people on the street. No. For people, we are supposed to have our guns illegally. No. That's not the way it's supposed to be in America. Guns are supposed to be legal. You get a training to shoot guns. You get a training to own a gun. You are licensed to own a gun. For all these people, naturally, they are just supposed to keep themselves safe. They are just to provide security and safety for their family. Nobody just shoots you like that. When you hear about shooting in America, it's equivalent to any crime in another nation. So you don't get, people don't just get shot here and there. So this is not a country that kills people. This is not a country where people are just being killed and murdered on the road. No, that's not like that. When you hear stories like that, it's a crime and it's taken seriously in America. So you have to realize that. The way Americans greet people is different. You know, it's so casual. Hi, how you doing? You know, and it depends from state to state, because every state in America have different culture. There are Southern hospitality, for example, that people, everybody just greet you and you go to somewhere, the East Coast. It's not going to be like that. So even though we more or less look like we speak the same English, no, it's not. You just realize that it's a little bit different. So there is differences from state to state. The law is very important. The law is important in America. You don't get away with anything that is illegal in America. So you have to abide by the law. If you don't abide by the law, you get punished for it. The law is very active in America. You don't break the law in America. You don't do what you are not supposed to do. It's part of the system. America is a country that deals with legal issues. The structure, the environment, is a structure environment. So whether you like it or not, there are already structures. It's a built-up society. So there's A, B, C before you get to D. You don't jump from A to E. So things are structured, and you have to follow the structure. There is something called winter. There is something called summer, spring, and all these things. They are there. So the weather is there. You have to learn that you are going to deal with the weather. Yes, some people say, why it's so cold? Yes, you go to some nation, it's so hot too. So environmental issues are there. Legal issues, they are there. You know, the language is there. So you have to factor in all the, is there part of the culture? The way things are done in America is different. You know, the education system is different. So, but through it all, it's a great place to be. You just have to learn the culture. Don't just enter America, look at the culture, and then instead of you moving forward, you decide that you want to be living inside your country. You want to be living in your country in America. No. It's either you are here or not. You know, sometimes you just realize that if you are not here, you can't get the best of this land. That's what we talk about in dwelling the land. Thank you again for joining us today. We'll see you in our next episode. Again, my name is Robert Tussi.